What's going on, y'all? Solon Sports here with a new episode of my podcast, All Sports All the Time. We actually have sports to talk about now. We got the NBA that started the preseason. The NBA is doing it right, y'all. I mean, they only have a limited amount of players, so it's a lot easier for the NBA to keep their players in the bubble, not so much in the NFL, baseball, more players. Baseball could probably do it, but they're not going to. It doesn't seem that way. So right now in the NBA, I watched a little bit of the preseason games a few days ago, and the bench is completely different than what it used to be. Basically, everybody has their own little cubby over there with the little cup holders just for their drinks and social distancing a little bit. They even have the plexiglass in front of the scorer's table. They have the people that are calling the game. They have them out in the parking lot doing it from out there. So they're doing it the way we need to be doing it in this day and time right now. Things are crazy, but they're adjusting to it, seems like, very well. I give them kudos for the way they're handling this situation, because it ain't easy for anybody. They're handling a lot better than a lot of people are. So big up for the NBA for doing things the right way. Yeah, like I said, that's starting up, man. It's going to be very interesting. I watched it a few days ago, like I said, and it's very interesting watching the game. And there's no fans. It's just the players and some of the coaches there. They're pumping a little bit of crowd noise. That way they can maybe block out some of the foul language from the players. They don't want too much of that going on, so they're going to block the players' voices out a little bit. So basically you hear a little bit of crowd noise, and you hear a little bit of the sneakers squeaking a little bit, and a little bit of talking on the court, which is cool. Just got to get used to no fans being there. The players say they focus on what's going on the court anyway, so maybe it won't affect them. All I know is there's no home court advantage for anyone right now, which is, I think, is great. Best team's going to win. The Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz, those teams always thrived off their home. Not just those teams, but other teams. They've had the advantage of the altitude and other reasons why they're been pretty good at home. Can't use that this year. So I think that means we're going to have the best team should win the championship this year, barring any bad calls from the referees, which that happens. I mean, right now no one cares because they're preseason games. But when the playoffs get rolling, there's going to be a lot of questionable calls. Doc Rivers will be crying. He's probably crying for calls right now because that's what Doc Rivers does. So we're going to see what happens when that season gets started. But I'm definitely looking forward to the NBA jumping off next Thursday, the 31st, am I right? I think the first game is Lakers-Clippers. Do the Lakers want to send a message by putting all their players out there and seeing what they can do against the Clippers? Or do they want to just rest their players and not worry too much about that game? Because they have a 5-plus game lead over the Clippers. So they're not going to be caught. They're going to be the number one seed. So if I was the Lakers, I wouldn't show my hand. I wouldn't worry about playing the Clippers. I know the NBA is going to want everybody out there because they're going to try to get all the money they can from the TV revenue. LeBron and AD, they're probably all going to be playing. But if I'm the Lakers, I wouldn't worry too much about that game. I'd be looking long term. Right now, they're the one seed. Not that that matters in this home court thing. But longevity, you might want to keep your players healthy. I mean, it's been a while since they played basketball. So all this basketball thing is they're starting all over. I said the layoff they've had from the shutdown to now is longer than the offseason they actually have in the NBA. And it's a different time of the year. At this time of the year, the NBA players are not used to playing basketball. The creatures of habit, just like most of us. It's like if you go to your regular 9-to-5, you're used to working 8-to-5, and they come in. You come in the next day. Hey, man, I know you guys been working 8-to-5 for the last 15 years, but starting next week, we're gonna work 6-to-3. Your body's got to get used to that, man. I'm not making excuses for the players, but it is what it is, and the adjustments needs to be made. And right now, some players that's having the issues adjusting to that. But we'll see. It's still gonna be good to watch some actual live sports, not the old classic games, those were cool for about a month. After that, I got sick of watching them, especially when you know who's going to win. Sports is my reality show because you never know what's going to happen. So that's I'm looking forward to the NBA starting up. And my thoughts on the season are, the rest of the season, at least as far as the playoffs, is the only thing I'm really concerned with. I do believe the Clippers will win the championship this year. They are deeper than any team in the NBA. They're deeper than the Lakers. They're deeper than Milwaukee. I would say maybe the Boston Celtics give them a good run in the finals, but I think the Celtics issues, they're too young right now. I don't know if they have enough experience on their roster. Don't know if that really matters at this point with all this stuff going on with coronavirus. I do believe some teams are going to be upset. There's going to be a team that get knocked out of the first or second round that probably shouldn't be, because the playing feels equal now. So if you can come out and catch lightning in a bottle, like they say, and possibly you can go all the way, or at least go around the two further than what you planned on. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But right now, if I had my pick, I would pick the Clippers out of the West and the Milwaukee Bucks out of the East. That would be my matchup for the NBA Finals. We'll see. Been wrong. Hopefully I'm not wrong this time. I like to guess and, you know, put it out there. But right now, the Clippers, to me, they seem like to be a better team, better coach. They're deeper. In Milwaukee also, they have outstanding chemistry. They got Giannis, who's going to be the MVP this year. LeBron's not going to win it. I mean, LeBron's still a great player, but he's not going to win MVP this year. He's out there dominating with a great beard. Last time we saw that happen in the NBA, I would probably say never. But he's out there doing his thing. But this year I'm going to have to go with Clippers and Milwaukee in the finals. Hey, man, think about it. If Kawhi wins the championship this year, that will give him 3 championships. That's the same amount of championship that LeBron has, and with more teams. LeBron won a championship with 2 teams. And if Kawhi wins this year, that would give him a championship with 3 different organizations. 3. What do you think about that, y'all? Kawhi is a great player. He's not on LeBron's level yet. He's got still a lot of basketball left to play. But that's pretty impressive to see that guy go to Toronto last year. Team that ain't never won nothing, bro. They've had some good teams here and there, but they have never won an actual championship, not even close to one. But he took them to the finals and won it. You can say that, hey, Golden State players were hurt. Hey, you play who's on the court, man. We didn't make excuses for when Golden State played Cleveland and Cleveland lost all their players. LeBron was out there by himself. It is what it is. The championship, they got it. No asterisk, baby. It is what it is. They play who's on the court. It's not the Kawhi Leonard's fault that Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson decided to get hurt in that series. Not his fault, so it is what it is. So I'm going to go with this year. I'm going to go with the Clippers in Milwaukee. And the finals, I got the right to change my mind if things start changing when the playoffs start. But right now, before everything gets going next week, I'm going to go Clippers and Milwaukee. And if the sleeper teams being the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. I know everyone's saying, hey, I know you're a Mavericks fan, but hey, I love that roster. And I'm going to go with them and the Celtics with that youth over there. That would be a very interesting final for the Mavericks, Celtics. Don't see it happening, but that would be fun to watch. Hey, y'all, the Washington football organization. He's like, what are you talking about? You talking about rugby? You talking about soccer? No, I'm talking about the National Football League. The Washington Redskins officially changed their name temporarily, y'all. They changed it to the Washington Football Team. Been a laughing joke. I'm a big Redskins fan. Been one since day one. Since far back as I can remember. Since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. That's been my squad. Rest in peace, Uncle Charles. And that's been my team. So, hey, man. Now, for this year, we are the Washington Football Team. I guess they figure they're still trying to figure out the whole – copyright thing. Who can they sign? Who can what can they name the team this without being sued? They got to talk to the people that own the rights to the names. Now they want to get the fans involved, give them a say so on it. What's their name's going to be? I don't know if that's going to work. Hey man, right now, as of right now, with the Washington football team, clown us, don't clown us. I'm ordering my shirt as soon as they come available. It's still my squad. If your squad changed your name, you would still rock with them. I know it was kind of a joke right now, but all I care about is wins. I don't care if they can be the Washington Unicorns on the side of the helmets. As long as they win football games, it's the only thing I'm concerned with. Winning and losing. That's the only thing that matters in this world of sports. All that other stuff, what your nickname is, all that other stuff don't really matter. So I'm going to roll with that for right now. And when they change your name again next year, I'm going to get that shirt too. So I'm on board no matter what goes on. I know thick and thin, things get tough sometimes. But picking up a team to support is kind of like a marriage. Things get rough sometimes. You fight and argue. You don't like what goes on. Hey, you got to roll with it. Hey, man, look, check this out. I'm looking at doing my Instagram live here. And the Seahawks just traded for Jamal Adams. Probably top safety in the NFL. Been causing much noise there with the Jets. So they had to get rid of him. The Cowboys really wanted him, but the Cowboys couldn't afford him. So now they get a great, great safety to replace some of the great defensive players they had up there over the years. So now Seattle's back on, y'all. I already said they were great with Russell Wilson, but now they picked up Jamal Adams. So I'm definitely going to roll with Seattle. In that division, I think the 49ers are going to step back in that division, and Arizona's on the uptick, but they're not ready yet. So I'm going to go with my favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson, and go with them to win that division. And you never know, maybe make a deep run if we have football. I'm already on the subject of football. They came out yesterday and said no matter what, we're going to have training camps going to start. Rookies are supposed to be reporting here pretty soon. We're going to start doing coronavirus testing. This is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, man, because I am not sold that this season is going to play out like the NFL wants it to. I know they got fingers crossed. I do, too. I want to watch some football, but I also want the players to be safe, man. I got coworkers that think, oh, man, I don't care. Just play some football. Yeah, but it's very dangerous. For them to be out, this is contact sport, man, beyond contact. And you got some guys with underlying health issues, some pretty big guys that they're healthy, but they're not as healthy as some of the other sports. So it's still a challenge to see how they can be able to keep all of these players healthy. It's going to be almost impossible, man. We're talking 60, 70 players on a roster. Are they going to be able to get everybody their own water bottles? Are they going to be a social distance on the bench, in the locker room? I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm pretty sure they have a plan. I've heard about a shield. They're going to put each player must wear a shield over their helmet. I don't know, man. It's going to be very interesting to see if this actually works out. I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for all the sports organizations, the sports leagues to get this thing rock and rolling because we need sports, but we need it in a healthy way for the players. And the fans. Well, speaking of fans, no fans in the game, but we still need the players to stay healthy. Big picture, we don't want anybody out there risking their life just to play a sport. We want them to be able to grow old and watch their kids and grandkids grow up. We all want that in life. And the coronavirus does not discriminate with dollar amount, how much money you have. Doesn't care about anything. All they care about is getting things right. That's all they care about. So we'll see what happens with that. It's going to be very interesting. Like I said, man, let's see what else we got here going on. Speaking of that, man, we got a player from the Kansas City Chiefs. One of their starting offensive linemen, Devaray, decided he's not playing football this year. He's not going to play because of the coronavirus. Hey. You got to do what's best for you and your family, like I just stated. Don't worry about what people or fans say or people on social media. Do what's best for you. These Canadian-born player, the Canadians getting it right, y'all. They even told the Toronto Blue Jays, hey, can't play baseball in my country if you're going to be bringing them players from the U.S. over here with all them crazy coronavirus numbers going up every day. So if you want to play baseball, you might have to pick somewhere in the United States because you're not welcome here for this season. So they pick Buffalo. So that's where it's going to be going on this year. The Toronto Blue Jays is going to be the Buffalo Blue Jays for this season. This short season we have, 60 games plus the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Extra teams make the playoffs. It's going to be very interesting time to play, baby. Baseball is on. I'm watching the game right now, Rangers and Colorado Rockies. So it's going to be very, very intriguing. Are they going to be able to keep the players healthy in baseball? Let's keep them without coronavirus. They're going to be traveling just like the football teams are. So when you travel, get on airplanes, whether you're private or not, you're going to hotels, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to be able to stay away from what's going on? I can't wait to see what happens. Right now, everything is good, but the season just now getting started. So there's plenty of time for bad things to happen. Don't want it to happen, but that stuff is still in the air, and it's still a possibility that it can happen. So hopefully next week training camp starts, and they can keep the numbers to a minimum, test as much as possible. But, you know, when the NFL going back, I don't know how they're going to be able to do this, man, because the players are going home every day. Every day the players are going home with their families. So that means there's a chance they might go to the store, catch it from someone at the store, or family member might bring it home. Someone in their family might bring it home to them, and they take it to the locker room. Boom. Spreads just like everywhere else in the world. So it seems like the only place, only sport that's going to be completely safe is going to be the NBA, as long as the players don't stray too much away from the bubble. J.R. Smith, keep Henny Man in the bubble. Not only him, there's a couple other players that left the bubble to go buy some chicken wings. Now you got to quarantine for 2 weeks. Was it worth it, bro? You can't just order Uber Eats, get some chicken wings. They deliver to the bubble. You got to be smarter than the average bear. Come on, bro. Not only smarter than the average bear, we have boxing, y'all. It's like it's 1997 all over again. Mike Tyson is coming back. I don't know if you saw the video of Iron Mike working out, but he looks dangerous. I know he's not that you don't want to play games with. He's fighting Roy Jones. Last time I saw Roy Jones, he was getting knocked unconscious by not a heavyweight, by a guy that was a lot younger than him. And I believe Tyson's 2 or 3 years older than Roy. They're both in their 50s. I haven't seen any videos of Roy Jones working out. I'm pretty sure he's doing his thing. But I know Mike Tyson is a scary, scary man. I wouldn't want them problems. I would think twice about getting in the ring with Mike Tyson. But Tyson said whatever money he makes, he's going to donate it to a charity. So you got to give him big ups for that. That's for sure. But I'm looking forward to that fight. I believe that fight's in September. So that gave me definitely something else to watch in the September, you know, far as the sports is concerned. So we'll be looking forward to Iron Mike and Roy Jones. You must have forgot. I wonder if he's gonna drop another rap album before the fight. Remember my boy Roy used to rap back in the day. He used to play basketball before some of his boxing matches, but he ain't got time for all of that. He better make sure he keep his guard up, because Iron Mike only fights one way. Young or old, he coming at you full speed, ducking and diving just like a crazy pit bull. So if I was him, I would be training and be preparing myself to take some body punches. Body, headshot. That's all Mike Tyson does. So be ready. He only fights one way. Hopefully you can run around the ring, get him tired, keep the fight interesting. Because if you stand toe-to-toe with Mike, your toes will be on the ground, because you will be laying on your back. Toes up, baby. All right, y'all. Those are my thoughts on what's going on in the world of sports. I touched a little of everything. Like I said, baseball's back. I'm watching it right now. Jamal Adams just got traded to the Seattle Seahawks. Thanks to Russell Wilson. Go ahead, Russell, do your thing. Maybe get yourself a Super Bowl. The first player in the NFL opted out of the NFL season because of coronavirus. More to come on that. I'm pretty sure more players are going to do it. And the Washington Redskins, no more. Now they are temporarily called the Washington Football Team. Hopefully, whatever they're called, they can win some games. Solo Sports, baby. I'm out.